As interest in Arctic waters continues to ramp up, the United States Coast Guard has a lot of work to do in prepping itself for future Arctic operations, and Nome will play a leading role in those efforts. Paul Korchin from KNOM reports.
Rear Admiral Gene Brooks commands the Coast Guard 17th District in Alaska. He returned to Nome this past week for a visit, hosting Vice Admiral David Pekoski, the Pacific Area Commander. Brooks indicated their Arctic operations this past summer brought several challenges into focus, including non-existent or limited port, hangar, and housing facilities for Coast Guard personnel in Nome, Kotzebue, and Barrow. Nevertheless, Brooks indicated to city officials his Coasties will certainly be back.
This summer, I'm looking more toward Nome than ever. We're going to bring smaller boats to the North Slope and Barrow. We have some boats in the Coast Guard that are lighter, smaller, designed for ice operations in the Great Lakes. Because of the lack of hangars in Nome, Kotzebue, Barrow, aviation is not as good. We look to continue the C-130s probably for longer periods of time in Nome. We're considering bringing a boat detachment to Nome. We can bring the normal heavy boats here because you have the facilities.
Brooks told city leaders the warming Arctic is not yet choked with ships, but that's expected to change over the coming years.
We envision in the next 20 to 30 years, the Bering Strait will become a major traffic route. If ships can go over the top of the world, it's half the distance for a ship going from China to Europe or Europe to China rather than go through the Panama Canal or the Suez. If you can go over the top, it's much easier. That makes the Bering Strait the main choke point on the planet.
A big part of the emerging Arctic waters puzzle will be just figuring out who's in the neighborhood.
I've got to be able to tell who's doing science and who's doing commercial fishing. And then I've got the whole foreign issue. When the Chinese come through or the Japanese come through, as they did last summer, what are they coming to do? What are the Russians up to?
It will fall chiefly, but not exclusively, to the U.S. Coast Guard to function as the marine traffic cop for the region.
There are things that we can do, vessel traffic systems, that are designed to keep ships from colliding with each other, keep ships from running aground. We have these in Seattle. We have them in San Francisco. We envision in the 10-year-plus time frame, we will need a vessel traffic service for the Bering Strait. But the challenge of the Bering Strait is it's going to have to be a joint deal with Russia because Russia has half of the Bering Strait.
Pekoski stressed the Coast Guard wants its growing presence in the Arctic to be a transparent process.
Seeking a lot of dialogue and a lot of input from all the communities up here so that we understand, hey, what are the requirements that you see? And as we develop a master plan for everything, that you can see the totality of what the Coast Guard has put together and then how we propose to deal with it.
Brooks said George Bush's presidential directive just before he left office represents a policy upgrade toward the Arctic, viewing it not only in scientific terms, but also from transportation, resource development, and national security perspectives. The admiral noted a lesson they've learned from this past summer's Arctic operations involves the importance of outreach to Alaska's indigenous peoples. The Coast Guard says effective and culturally sensitive engagement will render thousands of years of native knowledge available for improving the learning curve of new arrivals to the north. In Nome, I'm Paul Korchin.